CBS News Roundup Podcast. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
It's one of everyone's worst nightmares. Your family is devastated by a weather catastrophe. And when it's an emergency, help can't get there fast enough. When you support the Red Cross, you make sure families don't face these times alone. March is Red Cross Month. You can donate, volunteer, or give blood to help. You can also make your community safer by learning life-saving skills like first aid and CPR. To learn more, visit redcross.org today.
LAX 18 storm tracker forecast. Clouds around, even a few stray showers. Sunshine will be returning as we go through the day. It's breezy, it's brisk. High temperatures upper 40s to around 50. Tonight, clearing out, getting cold, hard freeze possible, middle and upper 20s. Sunshine, a terrific late March Sunday, with highs in the upper 50s to finish the weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Bill Mack. On WMST.
Hey, good morning. This is the OCAS coming to you on AM 1150 and 106.9 FM WMST. Cruising with Cousin Chris and the Rockin' Oldies. We'll return to the air next week. Coming up at 10:30 will be coverage of the boys' Sweet 16 here on the Gateway Radio Sports Network. If you're craving the oldies, visit WMSTRadio.com. Click on the show tab to listen to our archive of Cruising with Cousin Chris and Rockin' Oldies.
Mankind, dead kings, many things I can't define. Occasions, fuss, writings, butter your mind. In the sense of temperaments, the color of time.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
In the sense of temperaments, meaningless bounds. Turn on, tune in, turn your eyes around.
Look what you saw, look what you saw.
By the one side is the least you can do. Beatniks and politics, nothing is new. A yardstick for lunatics, one point of view.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
people seem to find, and how they're in a hurry to complicate their minds by chasing after money and dreams that can't come true. I'm glad that we are different, we've better things to do. May others plan their future, I'm busy loving you. 1, 2, 3, 4
Sha-la-la-la-la-la, live for today. Sha-la-la-la-la-la, live for today.
And don't worry about tomorrow.
Meant to worry the way that people do, and I don't mean to hurry. As long as I'm with you, we'll take it nice and easy and use my simple plan. You'll be my loving woman, I'll be your loving man. We'll take the most from living, have pleasure while we can.
2, 3, 4 Sha la 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 la, live for today.
Don't worry about tomorrow, hey.
Sha-la-la-la-la-la, live for today.
For today. Baby, I need to feel you inside of me. I got to feel you deep inside of me. Baby, please come close to me. I got to have you now, please.
Please,
please,
please.
Give me some loving.
Give me some loving.
Give me some loving.
Give me some loving.
Baby, give me some loving.
Give me some loving.
I saw her sitting in the rain, raindrops falling on her. She didn't seem to care, she sat there and smiled at me. Then I knew,
I knew
she could make me happy.
She could make me merry.
Flowers in her hair, to say hello.
Hello, hello.
She smiled up at me.
Hello,
and she took my hand, and we walked through the park alone. And
I knew
she had made me happy.
Happy.
She had made me
merry.
Flowers in the air. Suddenly the sun broke through.
See the sun.
I turned around, she was gone.
Where did she go?
All I had left was one little flower in my hand. But
I knew
she had made me happy.
Happy. She had made me merry.
Flowers in her hair.
I love the flowers.
get you where you want to go.
No!
Words of love, soft and tender, won't win her. You ought to know by now. You ought to know, you ought to know by now. Words of love, soft and tender, won't win her
good to see you shining. I know my baby brought you to me. She kissed me yesterday.
It's time for the 2024 UK Healthcare Boys Basketball Sweet 16 Tournament on WMST. Broadcast sponsors include Ambergy's Farm Machinery Sales and Service, BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Kaufman Funeral Home and Crematory, the Downtown Athletic Club, Dutchess Chevy Ford, the Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Garrett Furniture, Carl's Produce, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, the Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, Paris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Save-A-Lot Mount Sterling, Sterling Family Dental Care, Town and Country Home Decor and Minute Market, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Windsor Care Center, and Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTradio.com.
Good Saturday morning, everybody. Dan Manley and Glenn Leverage with you from Rupp Arena, downtown Lexington, and it's time for semifinal round play of this 2024 Sweet 16. And, well, we've got the all-time leading scorer in boys basketball in Kentucky. We've got great crossing with some phenomenal college-bound players coming up in this first game. Later on, we'll see a guy who's headed to South Carolina that has electrified the crowd, taking on Larry Miller's Evangel Christian squad. It's going to be a great early day of basketball leading up to a championship game tonight. We're so glad you could join us here on WMST. AM and FM and WMSTradio.com, where you can listen live. We'll be back. We'll catch up with the head coaches of Lyon County and Great Crossing. That's on the way next after we step out for 1 minute here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future?
Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement, you want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
All right, good morning. This is Glenn Leverage. Dan Manley is on his way out to start the high point for me when he interviews the respective coaches, and he's just all set and ready to go. Listen, make sure he's coming through there. He's interviewing Coach Austin Raymond with Great Crossing. I'm trying to get his attention to make sure that he's coming through on the air. It's one of the high points of our daily opportunity to broadcast these games. Is Dan. I know it. Okay. I'm trying to get his attention. And should I just go ahead and shift to talk to some of the games, or maybe let go back and let you come back to us? Okay.
UC
great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Morehen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Morehead History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmorehead.com.
All right, Glenn Leverage back with you here at Rupp Arena. Dan, we got a little technical difficulty, and he's re-battering here so we can bring something I think is one of the most important aspects is that Dan Manley gets to interview these coaches, and he's preparing right now with Great Crossing. I was able to get his attention. We got a lot going on. This is not your typical Saturday morning in downtown Lexington. The fans are crowding in here from Great Crossing in Lyon County. I walked in this morning, and the Lyon County crowd was wrapped around all the way around the building. And this is our golf trip. This is our ski trip. It's Saturday morning at Rupp Arena for the Sweet 16. So Dan is getting loaded here, and he's getting me the attention. He's calling the coach over, and I really enjoy this aspect of the Imagine. I will know that you will too. We got Great Crossing today against Lyon County. Great Crossing is one of five teams. That this is their first trip. And if you were with me today and you looked out at this team at Great Crossing and watched them warm up, you'd say, what? This is their first time? I mean, they look like a college team.
We're back now.
Here we go, Dan.
Live here at Rupp Arena. And, I don't know. Coach Page is back with us now. Coach, sorry for that.
You're back.
Hey, things happen, you know. Hey, you get things happen in games.
You got to make adjustments in games too, right?
Is this a game that's going to be I think it'll be a game. It'll be one on the backboards more than anything else. But what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, shoulders rebounds the ball really, really well. So we've got to do a good job of blocking him out. That's one of our key points today. You know, he's really tough kid, really, really good kid. Obviously, all three, their whole team's great, but, you know, they got that three-headed monster of Reddick, Perry, and Shoulder. So I agree with you. We're going to have to – we usually win the boards because when you got Malachi, but other kids are going to have to help him.
What is what's the biggest weakness on this team? What if you're an opposing coach? Hey, they can't hear us now. What would you say is probably the thing that you need to improve on the most?
Our biggest weakness all year has been sometimes we do what the other team wants us to do. And what I mean by that, when people sit back and play zone on us, sometimes my kids will say, "Coach, I'm open," and they trust themselves and they'll shoot it, and we go away from what we do well, which is we want paint touches, whether it's throwing into Malachi or dribbling in and kick out stuff. So that's probably our weakness is complacency. Sometimes when we get a lead, we go away from what got us the lead.
Scott County has such a great tradition. Has some of the tradition just kind of carried over? I mean, you got a lot of the kids that one time were thought they'd be going to Scott County. Has that helped the Warhawk tradition grow?
Well, I think now that we're in year five, we don't have anybody in our program that was going to go to Scott County, except maybe one kid had to play as an eighth grader, had to play there because he was a district kid. So I think as the years go by, we develop our own, our own identity per se. But yes, basketball in Scott County is obviously, I mean, I graduated Scott County '88. I was here in '98 when Rick Jones made that shot to beat Lexington Catholic. It was one of the greatest shots, and was actually like the same shot we made to beat Lexington Catholic, honestly, to win the region. So those were so reminiscent of each other. So we understand everybody's comparing us against Scott County from day one, but we're creating our own identity.
Any concern with fatigue? Quick turnaround.
Actually, not really. I mean, we played, 6-7 hours later than them. We got our kids off the floor a little earlier than they did yesterday. We had a little bit more comfortable games. So it's a Sweet 16, semifinals. If the kids can't play through a little bit of fatigue on both ends. But I'll be honest with you, fatigue's better for us because they shoot more threes.
Hey, it's been a pleasure to visit with you, and I'll be back tonight one more time. And
hopefully we'll be talking.
Hey, thank you a lot, Coach Steve Page.
Yeah, thank you.
Head coach of Great Crossing, and don't go away. We'll be back here at Rupp Arena after we step out just 30 seconds here on the Gateway Sports Network. When your doctor recommends that you go to a rehab unit before you return home after an injury or surgery, ask that you be referred to Windsor Care Center's rehab unit in Mount Sterling. Your spacious, comfortable room
will be steps away from the rehab area where you'll receive expert physical, occupational, and speech therapy to get you back on the move after a stroke, hip fracture, or whatever might send you to a rehab unit. They'll treat you like family at the Windsor Care Center. In Kentucky, the college teams are all done. They've put their uniforms in the locker. Last day of basketball right here, buddy.
Yeah, I'm excited. You know, to be able to play on the last day of high school basketball in the state of Kentucky is a huge deal, something we've never done before. We're super excited about it. I think our guys are really excited about the opportunity to do it, to play today. And, you know, it's a good day to win a state championship.
Ryan Perry, your regular job is, tell everybody what you do every day for a living.
I'm a pharmacist. I'm the director of pharmacy at Caldwell Medical Center in Princeton, Kentucky. Been there for about 16 years. So that's my day job.
And a little flexibility there, right?
Yeah, I've got good administration that when I decided to take the high school coaching job at Lyon County, I guess valued me enough that they wanted to work with me on my schedule and let me coach too. So I'm thankful for that. But yeah, I've got it's pretty neat.
Somebody asked me today, what's the one thing that you think has to happen today to probably take this game right to the wire? I said, I think Shoulders has got to be able to stay in the game and feel like he can play the way he loves to play throughout almost all the game.
Yeah, I think that's got to happen for sure. When we played them the week before the season started, he had a really good game. You know, his physicality was evident in that game, you know, with the guys he was playing. So, you know, that definitely got to happen. But we got to shoot the ball. We hadn't had a good shooting game up here yet by our standards. Travis hasn't shot it good. Jackie hadn't shot it good. So, man, we're hoping that this morning is going to be one of those games that we get hot and run off a bunch of shots and see the ball go in the basket and those guys get hot and put it in. That'd be big for us.
The team can work some different ways. A lot of people would say, well, Lyon County may not have their legs. They may not be able to shoot the three, but, hey, you may just be more relaxed, right?
Yeah, these guys are in very, very good shape. That's one thing that we really pride ourselves on is being able to win games in the fourth quarter. Because our guys are in better shape than the other team. I'm sure Greg Cross is in good shape too, but you know, we feel like we're fast in the way that we want to play quarters today, and we're banking on that.
Does Malachi Marino cause you to alter your defense today at all?
You know, a little bit. We're a little bit. He affects the game so much on the defensive end for us, altering shots and, you know, changing plays that are coming through the lane and stuff like that. So, you know, we've adjusted a few things, but at the end of the day, for the most part, we're going to go out and play, just play our game and be us. Like I said several times, you know, we always bet on ourselves, and if we play the way we can play at that level, it's usually good enough. And we're going to use that same mindset today. We're going to go play Lyon County basketball, and we're going to have fun with it, and hopefully we have one more point than they do at the end of the day.
Been really impressed with the other guys that we don't talk about as much that have played so well for you in this tournament.
Yeah, absolutely. Those sophomore bunch really has given us a lot. You know, Brady Kirk had 18 and 9 yesterday, which was huge. Isaac Defew had 8 points in 13 minutes. Carson Collins had 5 rebounds in 9 minutes. Lucas Breedlove altered tons of shots and blocked tons of shots defensively. So that's, you know, those guys are really giving us a lot, and it makes us a lot better team. They've really grown up, and they're doing a great job.
Who's the other player for Great Crossing besides Marino that you really are most concerned about?
Well, Vince Dawson's elite. He's a great player, one of the best players in the state, regardless of class. So we're going to have to, we're really going to take care of him.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Ryan Perry, he's headed to Vince Court. I try to time that so that they usually go at 12 minutes. They went at 13. They confused me. Sorry, they're out to Vince Court right now with the captains and the coaches and the officials getting ready for the semifinal round game. We'll be back with more from Rupp Arena after we step out 2 minutes. You're in tune to the Gateway Sports Network.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way till 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether they're buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Don't miss out on a great deal. I'm Bo Queen. Come and see me at Dutchess Chevrolet Ford in Mount Sterling.
So if you're looking, here's the word. Get the deal that you deserve.
At Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
Kentucky's notably home to hoops, horses, bourbon, and fried chicken. Kentucky is also home to many locations of the John W. Clark Oil Company's Clark's Pump and Shop. Whether you're in Winchester, Moorhead, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, Vanceburg, or across our beautiful state, come into Clark's Pump and Shop, where you're always treated like family. For cold drinks, hot coffee, snacks, and more, it's Clark's Pump and Shop. Find your nearest location online or use their mobile app. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
We're back here at Rupp Arena and getting ready for Lyon County and Great Crossing. And teams are warming up right now, and the crowd is coming in, and it's going to be a dandy of a crowd. I know an excited crowd. If you love basketball, and all Kentuckians do, the KHSAA Sweet 16 is what's left. When Leverage, we don't have anything.
We're right here looking at Lyon County, where I love your interviews with the coaches. I mean, they're going to bring out new nets. I don't know. They hardly missed a shot, this Lyon County team. And I love the way you cover it, both with the balance of both teams and the preparation. I just enjoyed those interviews so much. It sets the stage for me to assist and work with you. I thought they were great interviews.
But, yeah, I often think that teams, sometimes when you're in an arena like this, at a time like this, and even though these guys have played, before big crowds, but this is a special moment, and players could tighten up a little bit. It could be tough to shoot the ball, but when you play just yesterday and the day before, and you get relaxing a little bit with your body, and you're not thinking about being relaxed, you're still kind of hyped up to play the game, but just a little bit of relaxing can help you sometimes shoot the ball a little bit better. And but we're going to see what happens. That's the story, as Coach Perry said. They really haven't had that eye-popping shooting game so far. In warm-ups, they look like they're really knocking the shots down. But, they don't have a 7-1 guy out there guarding the rim either. So we'll see how that works. But tell us a little bit about these two teams coming in here today.
All right, Dan. We're so excited. We've got Lyon County against Great Crossing. Great Crossing, they're one of five teams that has made their first appearance here. And I often say, if you were here watching me look at this team, you'd say, what? This is their first appearance, but it's only their fifth year. And the coach really covered that well in terms of the heritage and Scott County basketball and where Great Crossing is in coming to the state tournament this year. Champions of Region 11, they're the Warhawks. They're Kelly Green and Navy color, very striking, good-looking uniforms. Georgetown, Scott County, fastest growing county in Kentucky. 1,700 students. Coach Austin Haywood really takes pride in his team and the pride of Great Crossing and understands the Scott County tradition. They're led by Vince Dawson, 6'5" junior guard, EKU, Miami, several colleges are offering him. He averages 16 points per game. As Coach mentioned, he hit the game-winning tying shot and the game-winning shot against Lexington Catholic in the finals of the 11th region. And Michael Marino, 7'1", a legitimate 7'1", so well balanced fundamentally, great touch, great physical presence. He's averaging 16 points a game. And his older brother, remember, played for Scott County and just completed his year at EKU. So it's going to be a game on the boards, as both coaches talked with Dan. And Great Crossing defeated Spencer County and McGoffin County to get here this morning. Now, Lyon County, Travis Perry, Brady Shoulders, Bredick, the whole team is here. representing Region 2. Finishing the year 32-3. They are the Lyon County Lions. Their colors are purple and gold. Based in Eddyville, Kentucky, 293 students. And I believe they and their families are all here today. If you look at the crowd, they were wrapped around the door when I came in. Lyon defeated Ashland and Adair County. Two tough physical games to get here. So well tested. 32-3. Jason Reddick is a 6'3" senior. Great guard. 15 points per game. He's already signed with Florida Gulf Coast. Brady Shoulder, 6'6" senior guard. 18 points per game. He originally signed with Tennessee Martin, but that coach is now going to Mercer. So Brady can go with him or look at other options, which I'm sure he's going to receive after his production and how well he's done in this tournament. And then we've got Travis Perry, the all-time leading scorer in the state of Kentucky. 6'2" senior guard, Kentucky Mr. Basketball, all-time leading scorer in history. When he came into the tournament, he was at 5,393 points. He's a UK signee, averaging 30 points per game. What a morning we have here, Dan, with Lyon County. And Great Crossing, I'm ready to go.
Great Crossing has lost only one game all year. That came the day next to the last day of the year, December 30th. And it was to an out-of-state team, not to a Kentucky team. Bishop O'Connell out of Arlington, Virginia. They're playing down in the Beach Ball Classic at Myrtle Beach and lost that game 77-74. This is a team that doesn't know what it means to lose, essentially. I mean, they have reeled off 24 wins in a row. From an offensive standpoint, they are a team which you would expect with those kind of numbers. Shoot the ball really well, 54.8% from the field, 38.2% from the three-point line. Just kind of an average free throw shooting team, 65.1% on the season. They average 72 points a game, and from a rebounding standpoint, Malachi Marino, he clears up the glass, 13.2 rebounds per game. And if you follow basketball statistics, you know that is a big, big deal. He averages 16.1 points. Vince Dawson is the leading scorer on the season, 18 points a game. And Janias Burrell averaging 11.3. Jeremiah Godfrey, 9.3. And Gage Richardson, who had a big day yesterday, 7.3 points per game. The averages that he has put up. As far as the Lyon County Lions go, you don't have to go far to know where to start. Again, this team is coming in to today's game with a 34-3 record. They lost to Henderson County back on January the 30th by 5 points, one of the three losses that they have suffered this year. They lost to a team out of Columbia, Missouri, back in the early part of December, and then they also lost a game to Newport in the All-A Classic down at the Corbin Arena, falling to Newport 50-48 in a kind of an unusual game, and they had a great chance to probably win that All-A Classic. It didn't happen. Right. Newport went on and won, and now trying to get back here and see if they can win a championship before the state's all-time leading boys scorer, Travis Perry, moves on. He came into the tournament averaging 29.5 points a game. He scored right at 1,100 points this particular season, over 5,000 points for the year. He's an outstanding shooter from anywhere. The team averaging 50% from the field. They're averaging 35.6% from the three-point line, and just a little bit better free throw shooting team they have than the Great Crossing. They're shooting 70.1%, and they're averaging better than 80 points a game. And Brady Shoulders averaging 10.3 rebounds per game. We'll be back with the preliminary activities for today's game in 1 minute.
Hi, I'm Alan Johnson, Market President of People's Exchange Bank in Mount Sterling. At People's Exchange Bank, we're more than just your bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your trusted financial partners. With our local decision-making process, you won't have to wait for approval from a distant corporate office. We're here to listen, understand, and provide solutions that work for you. Visit us in person or find us online at pebank.com.
People's Exchange Bank, your trusted banking partner. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Porter Group is a different kind of insurance agency. We do more than just Medicare. When was the last time you had your life insurance reviewed? Do you have the new kind of life insurance? We will review your whole life, term life, final expense, and universal life policies. We can help you with them all. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review. That's 606-780-1387.
National anthem. The Warhawks are the home team, dressed in white uniforms, green numerals trimmed in blue. Down the way in purple uniforms with gold numerals trimmed in white, the Lyon County Lions. We're right up behind the Warhawks bench and getting ready to head down to the public address announcer right now for the introduction of today's starting lineup.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Rupp Arena in Lexington, Kentucky, the heart of the bluegrass, for semifinal round play of the 106th Kentucky High School Athletic Association UK Healthcare Boys Sweet 16 State Basketball Tournament, the greatest show in hoops. Today's game features the champions of Region 2, the Lions of Lyon County. And the champions of Region 11, the Warhawks.